Newsbreak podcast.
The Arinbar Foundation works very actively in this region, has been affected. A reason being, it is crowded, overpopulated with children, refugees. And to see that this natural disaster, this earthquake of this magnitude afflict and strike that part of the globe, this makes that situation very much more worse. The good thing is that the only advantage, I would say, is that Arinbar Foundation has a strong presence there. We work very actively there. We know pretty much the entire terrain. We know a lot of the areas, and we have a very strong track record in that area. And that gives us an edge to help and assist very quickly, very swiftly, and in the most effective and efficient manner. And that's exactly what the Arinbar Foundation is doing. The moment this earthquake struck that part of Turkey, immediately we had activated our emergency response protocol, and immediately we began to facilitate a relief aid to those individuals and those areas and those communities that have been affected.
What type of relief is being offered, and what type of relief is most needed from residents in the area?
In fact, I just got back from there yesterday. Arinbar Foundation was conducting its annual Operation Winter Warmth for Syrian refugees. As you do know, so many people still live in tents. There are thousands of families that are still living in tents. It is bitterly cold as we speak. Now, with so many buildings that have collapsed and so many more refugees that have now become vulnerable to the elements of nature, so we can beat up our Operation Winter Warmth in the sense of emergency packs, which will comprise winter packs as well. Emergency relief packs will comprise food, bedding, it will comprise tents, blankets, winter warmers, high energy food packs as well. So it's a very comprehensive, holistic emergency aid relief package for the people that have been affected.
Seeing reports coming through from Turkey, we have seen that weather conditions is hampering emergency relief efforts in the area. Is that hampering some of the relief efforts from your team?
So they are expecting snow. They are expecting snow in the region. It is very, very cold as we do speak. From our side, yes, it may hamper our efforts logistic-wise, but as mentioned before, we are so used to working in this region. We've been here working here for the last 12 years. For the last 12 years, we've been helping and assisting Syrian refugees. So we've got a good track record. We've got a fantastic history and experience in working in this area. So we will overcome any of these logistical challenges. That is there with the help of the Almighty and the well-wishes and the prayers of our people back home. So hopefully we will overcome these logistical challenges and we will get the aid through to the people that need it most. And that's exactly what we do wherever we are in the world.
Speaking of people back home, how can South Africans jump on board and support or assist your relief efforts?
So we do understand that we have our own challenges back home. But here we're speaking about humanity. Humanity that has been affected by such severe natural crisis, such a severe disaster. So whatever it may be, in whichever way, we can donate towards them, we can pray for them. And if you want to donate, you're more than welcome to donate via the Arinbar Foundation. We are carrying the South African flag very high, so we make a humble appeal to our communities out there. So whatever it may be, let's help fellow human beings that are in need right now. So many of them are still stuck under the rubble. So our relief aid teams are going to be taking part in certain rescue operations, as well as making sure to filter in and deliver much-needed emergency relief aid to those communities that have been affected. So you can reach us at www.alindad.com or follow us on our various social media handles at Alindad, at Alindad.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.